could be breached.
Yeah.
Good questions. The automobile, there's some red language on your automobile because there are some limitations. You have a composite rate, so basically that means any private passenger vehicle, they're all rated at the same rate. Medium trucks, they're all rated at the same rate. Heavy trucks, they're all rated at the same rate. And there's some benefits to having that that way. You do have liability for any vehicle that you drive. So anything that's owned, anything that you borrow, lease, rent, whatever. If you jump in a car and go, the county's protected. You have physical damage coverage on autos that you have scheduled, that you own. You also have physical damage coverage on autos that you rent or lease. Okay. The limit is the sovereign immunity limit on that too. You have uninsured motorists and uninsured motorists at $1 million. It says here that there's no coverage for contents of vehicles or equipment mounted. That's because they're back in the inland marine schedule where we talked about all the stuff for the cars that's scheduled separately, so it's not in the auto. So that's like the situation you had with a car burning. That's not going with the auto. That's going with the equipment. So you have the auto claim for the burned vehicle, and then all the stuff that's in it is over on the inland marine schedule. And then we got the list of vehicles. I know vehicle lists are fluid, so there's a couple on here I know that are on the list that have come off. So I know there's a Dodge and a Jeep that are still on the schedule, but they're actually pulled off the policy, and I think maybe even there's a couple more that have been added on since then. So this is kind of a fluid list, but it gives you a start at the beginning of the year. And we've got several pages of auto. That's all. That's the private passenger vehicles, the law enforcement units, the pickups, all the way up to the big trucks, and then the driver's list. Again, that's fairly fluid, but we're up to date on that as far as adding and deleting drivers. This gets back to page 52, which is your umbrella. I mentioned you have a $2 million umbrella that goes over all your liability coverages. So this is just. Laying out the coverage over the top of it, all your underlying, your auto, your general liability, that's on page 52. Law enforcement liability, your management liability, which is a protection for the commissioners and the officers.
Let me ask you a question on the auto, and that's for one of our people present here. Replacement, like you're replacing a bumper, whatever it be, use new parts or refurbished parts?
That's a good question. Typically they use new parts, but I think it's the choice of, I think it's your choice actually, but I can find out.
We had to have that clarified before, and that's Road and Bridge.
I think Travelers specifically has some approved shops, and if you use one of their approved vendors, then I think it's all new stuff. But if you go to someone else, like you have someone here local that you do business with, they may bid something else, and I think it's your choice then. However you want to go along with it.
I think Peterbilt, one of our trucks that is burnt. Every part they replaced new except for the rear end. The insurance denied. They wanted aftermarket.
Huh.
To me, that's one of the critical units that should have been.
Do you remember what their justification was for that? Does that make sense that's critical? Yeah. But it was something that was damaged in the accident, and it wasn't, okay.
It was somewhere percent of what being worn or something at the time. It was something with the percent of how much was remaining of whatever part it was. I can't remember.
Yeah. So they're saying that it was damaged, but it was already 75% depreciated or something like that on an older vehicle.
That may have been. Brakes caught on fire and still rusted by the rear end.
Yeah.
And it got pretty hot.
Yeah. I'll address that with them. That's a good question because I don't know that. Other than going to, and I don't know if Peterbilt's one of those, and you sound like the insurance company's the one that stepped up and did it. So typically they will give you the option to go new parts. But on a vehicle that's older, that has wear and tear, they may take a depreciation approach on that and just replace it with a, like, something that's, you know, simple. Replace it with what, instead of replace it with the new rear end, they put one in. If it's at 200,000 miles, they put one in that's 200,000 miles or better and go that way, or refurbish one. Yeah, I bet that's probably. I bet that's probably played into it. Was the miles and the age of it? Yeah, but I'll make a note and find out. There may be an endorsement that you can add on to get one way. You know, if you want it one way or the other, there may be an endorsement that you can add on to have it however you want it. Find out. You know the answer to that?
I don't.
So page 54 is your premium breakdown. And we do this by line, so property, inland marine, crime, liability, law enforcement liability, and of course those are broken out. Cyber, your automobile, which is a big expense, and then the umbrella that sets on top of it. So what we're seeing in the general marketplace is about 15 to 20% increases. And you guys are a 12% increase, just a little under 12. So I know it's still an increase. I know it's still an issue. But it is a little bit better than the market in general. Travelers had wanted to throw on top of that a wind hail deductible, a separate wind hail deductible. We've been able to negotiate that out of the equation. So they're staying with the same deductibles on the property.
Don't we have some exposure increase as well?
It's
part of that. Right?
We have about half and half. So exposure increases, new vehicles, building increases, budget increases, things like that have lifted the premiums up some, and then rate increases on top of that. So it's about half, about that 12% is about half and half. So
a tornado?
That doesn't help. Yeah.
Jeff, I want to make sure I understood something you just said. We got the email in October from Travelers that the deductible was going to go to $25,000 on one itself.
Yeah.
And did you just say you have brought back down to $5,000?
Yeah, they're not putting the $25,000 on the hill. Yeah. That's at this point, their proposal doesn't have any mention of it. So that was a point we were negotiating out with them. If they're going to increase the rates some, then they need to not hit a double whammy and take the deductible up as well. So, that's really all I have to talk about. And then whatever questions you have will be. Here as long as you need us to answer. Thoughts?
I'm assuming the next step on some of the buildings and everything, you'll get with Dawn and you'll know if she has any questions on if they're income producing, if they need to have that coverage on there.
Yeah.
And typically it's more extra expense for accounting than business income. The whole coverage is business income and extra expense. And so typically the exercise with an entity like yours is to say, all right, well, what are we going to have to do? Are we going to have to rent some space to park these cars for a period of time? Or whatever, you know, what are we going to do? And is it something that we really need to insure? Or is it something that the county could just absorb if something were to happen? But again, our recommendation is look at the larger buildings, the facilities, the courthouse, and things like that, and make sure you've got adequate limits there, and maybe some of these nickel dime things don't make sense to cover.
Okay.
I'm good.
I think we've asked most of your questions while we just interrupted you while you were talking.
Oh, that's fine. That's what it's all about. So we would recommend that we make some of these tweaks, but recommend this renewal for the first of the year, January 1, when it comes up. So,
do we need to accept that? I mean, is this a proposal? What is this a?
This is a proposal, but it's not a. There's nothing to really. You just tell us, give us direction, and we'll go from there to get a bound. Make sure we get a bound by the first of the year.
We want to make those changes first, and then.
Okay.
Make those changes and then bring it back to us. Okay. You don't have to, but I mean, I'm assuming you can get out through Dawn or whatever.
Okay, all right. Yep.
Or you can bring it. I wouldn't expect a presentation like this again.
Okay. We'll get it all tweaked up and bring it back.
Is that good with you guys?
I'm good.
Yes, you'll bring it back, and we'll see what the final.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Safe trip, you guys.
Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission. I've got the monthly budget report, and this is as of November 30th, 2021. GCR is at $6,020,037.53. That's having revenues of year-to-date $13,279,129.36. The expenditures are $12,399,233.61. Road and Bridge at the end of November was at $14,761,359.62. Transfer station was at $988,687.30. Law enforcement tax fund was at $4,494,883.73, and the sewer was at $8,861,457.47. All funds in the budget are still under the total expenditure amount, and all funds look good at the end of November. Does the commission have any questions for me? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders.
Good morning. First thing I have is personal property paid abatements, which are refunds. There's only one of them. Abatement number is 300349. The note states that the taxpayer was paying on a 2011 vehicle that was not theirs.
I have erroneous assessment first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah, I did too.
I started with the wrong one then.
That's no problem.
I moved on to the second.
I labeled it A.
I labeled the other one A.
Well, I had to mark it out and I had to label it B because he went to the other one.
I'm sorry.
And so which one are we on?
On personal property.
Property, but we're going to label that B.
Personal property. You just tell me. I labeled it A because he gave first.
Okay.
Does it matter in this book work on
no.
Wesley? Okay.
And I think what happened on that is they had two vehicles, but the wrong VIN number was on it. And so they thought it was wrong, they added another one on. So what we're baiting on this one, I think, is the add-on that they added on.
That's what I understood also.
Yeah. I move to approve Exhibit A, abatement number 300349, dated December 13, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, next ones are erroneous assessments. This here's a real estate. It's abatement number 212181. The structures were placed on the wrong parcel. and they was corrected in 2019. There was a